Yesterday, the Phoenix City Council deadlocked on moving forward with an initiative to improve pedestrian safety. One option was a so-called Vision Zero plan, where the policymakers and infrastructure designers face responsibility instead of individuals on the street. KJZZ's Casey Kuhn was there and joins us now. Hey, Casey.
Good morning.
So the meeting basically focused on pedestrian safety and to lower the incidents when people die crossing the street. Can you give us some background as far as how we got here?
Yeah, absolutely. So according to Phoenix, the city has seen an increase in more people dying while walking in the last 10 years than the national average. In fact, pedestrian fatalities went up 125% in the last decade here. And here are some numbers. More than 700 car accidents involved a pedestrian in 2017 alone, and then almost 100 of them led to death. So last year, there were about 89 pedestrian deaths and the creation of a pedestrian safety committee here in Phoenix. Here's Mayor Kate Gallego explaining why she thinks more needs to be done to help curb these deaths.
Again, I think this program is a one-size-doesn't-fit-all. We're not like Portland. We're not like Boston. We're Phoenix. We are more car-dominated. So I think that would be an important thing to look at when you're looking at Vision Zero.
I think that was Councilmember Deborah Stark, actually, so my apologies there. But city staff have recently been looking at ways to lower car speed or change infrastructure design because that does play a part in pedestrian collisions.
So, Casey, four council members rejected the proposal to look at components of Vision Zero before writing up an action plan. Four voted for it. Who was at the meeting? What did they have to say about it?
Several community members spoke against the plan, saying this Vision Zero hasn't worked great in other cities, or that just making traffic slower downtown could hurt the city. Other community members spoke in favor of the plan, several saying they themselves had nearly been hit by cars while they were alert and obeying traffic laws. And a lot of statistics were really thrown around at the meeting to support both arguments. Councilmember Jim Waring said while he doesn't blame the victims who died, some were intoxicated, and that risky behavior can be difficult to prevent.
And you can't be intoxicated crossing a major street at dark, not in a crosswalk, and expect it's going to be fine every single time. We cannot, as a society, say, you know what? That's our expectation. You're going to be able to do that, and nothing bad will ever happen. That's what Vision Whatever is kind of indicating should be the goal. That's not a realistic goal.
And actually, according to statistics provided by the city, about 40% of the pedestrian deaths did not happen outside of a crosswalk.
All right, so this Vision Zero plan, some council members like Sal DeCiccio and Felda Williams came out against it pretty early, saying it would lower speed limits across the city. Not exactly how that program works. What is the plan?
Right, so that seemed to be the most confusing part across the council. This Vision Zero plan wasn't and would not have been a complete revamp of how all city streets operated, and that's what some council members who voted against it were worried about. In fact, the proposal that was voted on last night basically told staff to look at the components of Vision Zero, see how they can be tailored to specific parts of Phoenix, and then create something else to vote on in the future. Vision Zero, and this is a definition from the city, is a collaborative effort among cities to help communities reach their goals of eliminating all traffic fatalities and severe injuries while increasing safe, healthy, equitable mobility for all. Obviously, a city definition there. A lot of concerns had to do with what Vision Zero meant in other cities, how it would be implemented here, but really none of that work had actually been done yet. So it definitely wouldn't have unilaterally lowered the speed limit citywide, though. So here's city resident Opal Wagner. She spoke at the meeting in favor of the proposal.
I am not a traffic engineer. I'm a registered nurse, and I think this should be looked at as an urgent public health issue. And I think we are in desperate need of a comprehensive solution to reverse the troubling trend of pedestrian deaths. Blaming the victim, whether it's an impaired person or not, is neither a solution nor a strategy for solving this problem.
And she was one of about 18 or so people who spoke in for. About half of that number spoke against the Vision Zero initiative.
All right, so what's next then?
Well, basically, this initiative from city staff dies. There are still plans in place to look at statistics of pedestrian deaths, to enforce them, and to add more high-visibility crosswalks called HOCs citywide. There are already 45 of those in place, and another 46 are planned to be put in. And there's an education campaign to make people more aware of the dangers of crossing a street outside of a crosswalk or while on their phone or something. So now we just have to see if council decides to look at any other additional ways to reduce the deaths of people walking around the city.
All right. That's KJZZ's Casey Kuhn. Thank you.
You're welcome.